The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Amazon's podcast producer Wondery is to double its number of staff this year to more than 150. We link to some of the new jobs, all based in California. Podchaser has brought back their Reviews for Good program for April 2021. Every review of a podcast or episode will mean 25 cents goes to Meals on Wheels America. There are ways to double or treble that money as well. You'll find Pod News there if you want to give us a review. 5 stars, obviously. Canada, the 4th annual Canadian Podcast Awards are open for nominations. You've got until April the 30th. Spotify has launched More Daily in France, probably a clever rebranding of My Daily Drive to take into account the lack of driving in the country's third national lockdown. Launch partners include newspaper Le Monde, as well as broadcaster Radio France and news agency Agence France-Presse. Buzzsprout claim that Spotify has now overtaken Apple in podcast downloads. The data doesn't mirror that from other podcast hosts, but there might be a story in that. We're asking more questions. MacRumors reports that code for paid subscriptions is now being added to the Spotify app in preparation for the feature to be launched shortly. One of One Productions, a women and minority-led company based in Fort Lee, New Jersey, has launched a set of professional-grade podcast kits for home use. They're curated collections of kit, like AKG headphones and the Focusrite Scarlett 2i2. Castos has added a new private subscribers dashboard. A Kelowna, BC podcaster is one of 16 recipients of a $10,000 grant from TELUS, the Canadian telecoms company. Evergreen Podcasts has partnered with a B2B podcast network, Industry Pods. The company works with conferences across the world to turn their events into podcasts. Talking about conferences, On Air Fest is this week, April the 8th to the 10th. It'll be free this year. Speakers include Terry Gross, Francis Ford Coppola, and Yo-Yo Ma. There's a new edition of the UK's Pod Bible magazine distributed in the Sunday Times over the weekend and available for free on their website. And Daniel J. Lewis has launched followthepodcast.com, a service that offers direct shareable pages linking to a variety of different podcast apps. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. Sean Creeley managed to turn a popular podcast into a set of sea shanties, and he was only trying to help. You'll find his article linked in our show notes and our newsletter today. Work in progress, because we suspect it's about to get rather easier, but we've written our first guide on how to earn Bitcoin from your podcast. Yes, even Visa now supports crypto, kind of. You'll find that linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. And there are now 2,316,000 podcasts in the podcast index. And in podcast news, surviving a 130-car pileup, Trey McDaniel has a story to tell. You can hear how his FJ Cruiser saved his life and how he helped save others on an episode of Toyota Untold, and we thank them for their support this month. Hold Me Back is a new father and son podcast explaining the big differences between Gen Z and Gen Y. Aiden is a high schooler, and Ash is his dad, a marketing executive and clinical psychologist. And Good Assassins Hunting the Butcher is new from iHeartRadio and Diversion Podcasts, a weekly true crime podcast hunting down an escaped Nazi murderer. It launched last Friday. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.